Hi everyone, today we thought we'd talk about all the different types of videos that you can create and what they're used for. So I'm Sue Collins.
I'm Mike Hill. This is the Moonshine Moonshot series.
So we love to talk about filmmaking, how to make an impact. What is a moonshot, Mike?
Moonshot is the goal to make the impossible possible, like getting man on the moon. What an amazing feat for humanity that was, and people are doing amazing things for humanity every day. As communications specialists, with a particular focus on film and video production, we have dedicated this series to tips and tricks to making an impact through effective communications.
Yeah, absolutely, because frankly, no one needs any more boring videos, so we'd like to help you make some great ones. And I think what I hear a lot of the time is that people find the idea of creating their video pretty challenging, and hopefully this episode will give you some ideas on how to create some content that's really useful for you and your business. And we take a bit of that, you know, overwhelm about the process out of it for you. So maybe to kick off, we can talk about a few different types of videos that we've made. I mean, we do everything from feature production right through to, you know, 1 minute Instagram videos.
Yeah.
So I think in a previous podcast, we already talked quite in depth about pitch videos and their use. So I'll add a link in the show notes so you can go back and look at that. And we're not being too repetitive, but some other types of videos.
So pitch videos would be a good example of a video designed to inspire, you know. And I think that there are a few different categories that we could sit these types of videos under. Videos that inspire, videos that inform, videos that instruct, and videos that entertain are some of the main ones. So, yeah, I think the pitch video is a video to inspire. I think a fundraising video is another type of video that's designed to inspire and get people. The social cause video would inspire people to take action.
Yeah, yeah. So there are three types of films that we've made a lot. So social cause videos are really important. They're more like an advocacy video, I would say. So you're really speaking to a topic and you're really trying to get people to really engage and get behind what you're trying to, you know, whatever the mission is that you're trying to move forward. So that's a good sort of definition of a cause video, and that could be speaking to experts, so interview-based. It could also be footage of whatever it is that you're trying to shine light on.
How you're changing the world.
How you're changing the world, that's right. So, you know, there's a whole ton of different cause videos.
Fundraising video would be very similar.
Yeah.
A pitch video would be inspiring the viewer to see what is possible. What is possible with a project or with a proposal or a solution that you might be offering.
And a fundraising video, this is really interesting because you can use a fundraising video in a variety of ways. You can use it for things like campaign crowdfunding websites, so trying to get people to actually donate money to you so that you can progress your project. You can also use it to send directly to potential sponsors for your project. You can use that if you're doing a presentation or a speech, or, you know, it could be anything from a group you've gotten together, like a Rotary group, or it could be to a conference venue, and you can use that video as part of that. So there's a lot of different uses for fundraising and cause videos.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to another category, maybe a really functional one next, which is instructional, because we consume so much instructional video these days. How good is video for learning how to do things?
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as you think, oh, how do I do that? It could be, you know, anything from how do you cook dinner to how do you actually make a video? You just Google it.
So other types of videos that fit under this category are training videos, capacity building, knowledge sharing. They're very similar. Sometimes the approaches are quite different. We sometimes use actors for instructional videos.
I was going to say training and instructional videos can be really, really simple, you know, how to, you know, just person, you know, showing you how to cook a meal. But you can also, they can also be, you can use paid actors and you can do a full production and it could be reenacting scenarios so that you can use that in a training environment as a, so watch this, watch how this person, we've done a lot with the palliative care because we do a lot of health videos, and we've done a lot with the palliative care teams where they, particularly around, it's obviously a very sensitive area, and how to actually talk to patients. And it's not necessarily appropriate to film a scene with a real patient and a nurse. But if you use actors, you can really demonstrate. Like we've
that
done
was
some,
such an interesting yeah. hybrid. That was we've done two series like that around palliative care instruction, and the first series has already won an award for instructional videos, which is great, and full credit to that amazing work that they're doing. It was a combination of an actor, a very well-known Australian actor, Alan Hopgood, playing the patient, and a real-life doctor who had some theatre acting experience. In series one, it was mm-hmm. a real-life nurse who had similar types of theatrical experience. Mm-hmm. And we brought them together and used scripted content to get across key layers.
Yeah, and it was really interesting because I set it up. It was a really clever concept. Yep. So it was set up so you had the same scenario but played out in two different ways.
Yeah,
so in the first
right.
scenario, the nurse speaks to a patient in a way that becomes very awkward and difficult right. and it would be a very I can say that from working with it, it would be a very easy trap to fall into uh-huh. to follow that particular line of dialogue with a person and end up in this very difficult scenario yeah. and then they did it a different way where the nurse approached exactly the same patient with the same information, but she said it in a such a different way, it became a very open and accessible conversation. And I think it was just a fascinating way to do an instructional video because you could see right there why one worked versus why one didn't. And I think it's an incredibly powerful way of training people.
Yeah, that's good. We might show you a little clip of that. There was also really good use of titles on screen to reiterate key learnings. Often they are used in instructional videos, training videos, knowledge sharing videos. Let's move on to another category. Entertain.
Okay.
Let's talk about entertaining.
Entertain. Absolutely.
Ads can entertain. Yeah. Promotional videos can entertain. You can promote content that is just entertainment, you know, for entertainment's sake, that might resonate with your mission, brand, values,
and,
positioning.
And yeah, anything that's entertaining, if it's funny or humorous, gets really good results. It really cuts through. People really engage with it. It's very shareable. So if you're looking for content to really get people engaging with your brand or your work, and if you've got a topic that's suited to humor, absolutely. Like that is a brilliant way to get people to really jump on board with whatever you're doing.
Okay, and ingredients of entertaining videos often have a script, often have creative ideas, creative thinking, ideation, sometimes acting, really interesting visuals become important. So you're going to be looking at things like mood boards and storyboards.
Just be really interesting conversation.
It could
just be an interview that's a really interesting topic.
Interview series.
I mean, there's so many interview talk shows.
Yep. There's heaps of great content there, but I think they often have those more creative types of ingredients as well as your usual types of things being music and, you know, great sound design, titles on screen, you know, and good use of, you know, professional presentation colors, etc.
And they spark emotion and make you feel good. That's what people engage with. Yep. They may not remember what the content was, but they'll remember they felt good after watching it. And that's a really important ingredient.
Yeah, okay. And I think that's the real beauty of those entertaining types of videos that we've talked about, being ads, short films, and, you know, other things designed to entertain. I think the last category of video is really videos designed to educate. So this might include things like about videos, live videos, including things like, you know, streamed videos of webinars, and also animation, which is often used in educational videos.
Yeah, and I think when we're talking about webinars and live stream that you've recorded, they're great because you don't necessarily need all the production for it. You just need to record yourself doing the webinar or the video conference or whatever it is, and then you can either edit that or use it if it's a Facebook Live or whatever it is. You can then use that across your social media. So that's actually a really effective way to create a video without, you know, needing all the production.
No, that's true. I think videos designed to educate and share knowledge like that are a really good way of generating quite a bit of content that can be drip fed out to your audience over an extended period of time. Another one might be animation. Mm. So I think that animation can be very effective in education, particularly in showing things that can't be shown in any other way. So something you couldn't observe with a camera, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a really good example of that is a film that we made a few years ago about rheumatic heart disease, and we needed to show how penicillin works to help kids stop getting strep throat. And it's hard to really show that using either a person or live actors or whatever it is, but using animation is a really effective way to get that example across.
Yeah, I remember, we might show a bit of it, but I remember the message we were trying to get across was that the medicine goes into the body and protects for a period of time, in this case about 21 to 28 days, or about the same as a moon cycle. So we use that moon cycle with animation to show medicine going in, protecting, but then it runs out, hence why you need to get back and top up the medicine again. So that was something that you really couldn't show in any other way other than animation.
And the reason it worked as well was because it was very specific. There was a real motivation for using animation, and there was a real purpose to it. And I think that's really important with animation. And I think animation works really well when it's coupled with other types of messaging around it. I think, you know, we're all familiar with whiteboard videos that are, you know, your little stick people animations. Mm. And they can work, but they don't have generally that emotional connection. They're very informative. They almost feel a bit more like advertising than storytelling.
Yeah, they're very popular, although I do sometimes wonder if they can sometimes generate the eyes glaze over effect, which means that people are sitting there, they're absorbing it, but, you know, they're not retaining it. So there is movement, you know, there is a bit of colour, there's, you know, audio, people talking, but because it is, you know, so traditionally styled education, I'm just not sure if the message always cuts through. And I think that's a really important point to make with any educational video, is that all those elements that make videos memorable, the good use of appropriate images, things that surprise people and stay in their memory, the way that you use your messengers and people who carry that message is really all important in terms of actually getting the video to make an impact and work.
Yeah, so I think the point is animation done well can be fantastic and you can make a really great video. Animation can also be done pretty badly, can feel very generic and not cut through. So I'd proceed with caution when it comes to animation. Yeah. It can also be super expensive. So
yeah, it can be expensive and, like, sometimes it can just be a bit inauthentic, you know, and I think that's sometimes why they're popular, because it's just so vanilla.
Yeah.
But the thing about video communications and effective communications is you can't really be vanilla. You know, you have to do something that's memorable, remarkable, sticks in your memory, and, you know, playing it too safe provokes emotion. Playing it safe, you know, is not going to do that, hence it's not going to get the result. Look, the last video that fits under this umbrella of educational videos is probably about videos, you know, and I think these are really important, particularly for people who are sharing information about a product or a service.
Yep. I remember super getting useful on your website.
Oh, yep, absolutely, yep. You know, and I think they can be super entertaining as well. Mm-hmm. I remember watching this one about a camera bag, and it was just this amazing camera bag, which I'm sure everyone's just rolling their eyes. How could anyone get excited about a camera bag? This was a brilliant promotional video done by Temba Bags.
It's a great bag.
It is, isn't it? And, of course, I ended up purchasing it because I was so blown away by all of the attributes they were able to tell me about this piece of luggage for your camera equipment that I'd never thought of, and thought, wow, that is so useful. I need one.
And as you say, there's something about all the Instagram videos that I've been totally sucked into buying a product because the video has made it look so good.
Yeah, same goes for services and explaining your services and how you do it.
And I think the only thing I'll say about videos is the only caution I'd give is just make sure it's really clear, because there's nothing worse than sitting on a website going, what do these guys do? Clicking the video. 4 minutes later, you're still like, I don't know what they do. So just make sure it's really clear.
Maybe go back to one of the other videos about, you know, effective messaging. So I think that, you know, we've talked about heaps of different types of videos, probably dozens of different types of videos under four kind of umbrella headings, which are around the ideas of informing, inspiring, entertaining, and educating the audience. So I hope that gives you some ideas just to really get those creative juices flowing and thinking about, yeah, actually this might be what I need for my next effective communication.
Yeah, so I'd think about what what you need your audience to do,
yep.
and then you can sort of pick which style of video is going to best work for that purpose, and then hopefully that gives you a starting point to get you going, and let us know if you need help or if we can give you some more information on any of this.
Okay, on that note, we'll let you get back to making an impact. See you next time.
Bye.